Dr. Pinsky with a male. I am man. Jarrett, J-A-R-R-E-T-T. Whitaker, W-H-I-T-A-K-E-R. Jarrett Whitaker is a 34-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on two occasions, period, on 5/27/22. His body was hit by a car while he was getting out of the truck, period. As a result, he believes he injured the left side of his body and was seen at the emergency room in Trenton. Period, further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. But he also relates that on 9/1/21, he fell at work, injuring his hip. Period. With respect to the 5/27/22 event, he complains of lower back, left arm, and hip problems, along with fear, comma, paranoid, nightmares, comma, and flashbacks. Brady did get 2 injections to the left shoulder and 2 in his back. Period. Mid paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Whitaker alleges, on 5/27/22, he was struck by a truck while hooking up a dumpster. This caused injuries to the left shoulder, head, cervical lumbar disruptions, and right side, costochondritis. Period. Medical records show he was seen in the emergency room on 3/28/22 after vomiting for 2 days. This was before the second event. Period. He did undergo CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis that showed no pneumoperitoneum, comma, hemoperitoneum, comma, organ laceration, comma, acute bony fracture, or other intra-abdominal sequelae of trauma. Period. He also had a CAT scan of the chest that showed no pneumothorax, comma, hemothorax, comma, aortic injury, comma, lung contusion, comma, bony fracture, comma, or other intrathoracic sequelae of trauma. Period. He had a CAT scan of the head that was read as unremarkable. Period. CAT scan of the cervical spine was also unremarkable. Period. CAT scan of the lumbar spine was unremarkable as well. Period. CAT scan of the thoracic spine was unremarkable. Period. He did have x-rays of the left shoulder that showed no displaced fracture. Period. Chest x-rays showed no active pulmonary disease. Period. Clearly, on this visit, it was separate from the episode of vomiting that I started out describing. Period. That visit was on 3/28/22, and the one with all the CAT scans was from the second subject event of 5/27/22. Period. He returned to the emergency room on 8/4/22, describing he had 2 seizures that day. Period. He mentioned the motor vehicle accident on 5/27/22 and had been having headaches intermittently since then. Period. After evaluation, he was diagnosed with post-concussive syndrome, metabolic disturbance, substance-induced sequelae, epilepsy among broad and evolving differential. Period. He also was thought to have a possible new onset seizure disorder. Period. He was seen by Dr. Deng, D-E-N-G, who ascertained he had loss of urine and bowel and bit his tongue at the time of his seizures. Apparently he had been having intermittent headaches since the car accident in May and slept only about 2 hours per night. Apparently he gets nightmares and flashbacks and complains of sensitivity to light and wears sunglasses. Apparently he was asking to be seen by a psychiatrist as well. Period. An EEG was done on 8/6/22 and showed definite improvement compared to the previous day. The sharp wave activity are present but very infrequent. There were rare spikes at F7 head region, but no clinical or electrographic seizures were recorded. Period. Dr. Sachdeo, S-A-C-H-D-E-O, wrote, EEG shows a pattern often seen in patients on benzodiazepines. Period. He did have an EEG on 8/4/22. Period. MRI of the brain was done on 8/6/22. And showed no acute infarction, intracranial hemorrhage, or mass effect. But there was no abnormal enhancement, taking into account the patient's motion. But he did a CAT scan of the head that showed no evidence of acute intra or extra axial hemorrhage or abnormal fluid collections. But the lateral ventricles, basal cisterns, and sulci are symmetric and patent. But there was no acute intracranial hemorrhage. Period. A behavioral health consultation was performed with Dr. Bhatia, B-H-A-T-I-A, recommended he did not need an inpatient psychiatric admission as he was not suicidal, homicidal, or psychotic. Pretty recommended duloxetine and outpatient psychiatry. He was given a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder. Period. Neurology also started him on Depakote. Period. Psychiatry started him on Cymbalta and Trazodone. Period. He was aware not to drive for at least 6 months. Period. Outpatient physical and occupational therapy were recommended. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Whitaker participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 9/19/22. Period. The therapist wrote he had disabilities of the arm, shoulder, and hand. Collectively adding to 98% perceived disability. Period. He also had very poor cardiorespiratory fitness level at the 5th percentile rank. Period. Overall, he was deemed capable of working in less than sedentary physical demand level. Period. It was thought he gave an inconsistent performance during the functional capacity evaluation. So the results may not be a valid representation of his current functional abilities. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Whitaker was seen at Occupational Health on 9-7-21 after an injury of 9-2-21. Pretty said he was walking away from the truck and slipped, falling on his left hip. Pretty had pain in the left hip radiating down to the left knee. Pretty was ambulating with a mildly intelligent gait and described his pain at a 10/10 level. Period. However, his blood pressure was 140 over 89 and pulse rate was 79, speaking against severe pain. Period. He underwent x-rays of the hip and knee that were read as normal. Pretty was diagnosed with contusion of the left knee and left hip. Left hip. Pretty was going to treat with RICE and return to work light duty. Period. If he did not improve, he would be referred to orthopedics. Period. He continues to be seen in Occupational Health through 10/1/21 when he was discharged to full duty. Pretty's symptoms had completely resolved. Period. He also was evaluated at Occupational Health on 5/31/22 pertaining to the 5/27/22 incident. Period. I'm going to stop here and continue the remainder of the dictation a little later.